Hello, everyone, and welcome back to an all-new edition of The Odds Honest Truth. I am Craig Orbanoff alongside Rich Wilhelm every single week, giving you all the best picks and plays around the NFL and NCAA football. Make sure you follow us on Twitter right here down below. You can follow me at Seagors94. You can follow Rich at Coda522. And, of course, you can follow this show at Odds Honest Truth, where we're giving out all kinds of winners left and right. We were recording the show on Tuesday night. Last night, you didn't hear it on the show, but last night we tweeted out that you should bet our friend, I'm blanking on his name, Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Who I jokingly call Jonathan Taylor Thomas, to get the first TD, and he did. And now my bankroll's looking nice and pretty for Thursday night football, Rich. And we're just gonna have successful NFL weeks. That's what it's all about. And NCAA weeks with your picks coming at you from Mr. StuCast, Alan Studer. We have a very fun show tonight. Very proud to be a part of the In the Money Media Network. Shout outs to Peter Thomas Fornatel, Drew Cotney, and all the guys over there. All kinds of great content. Make sure you subscribe to all the In the Money Media channels as well. Like and review and subscribe. And drop your picks in the player down below for the NFL this week. We like to give you some winners, but like give us some winners too. Like we all just want to make some money here together, and that's what it's all about. So let's kick things off, Rich, with talking about Thursday night football. We have the Tampa Bay Bucks, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, and my man Rich here has all the player props. Rich, why don't you take it away?
So you're gonna see that I'm very pro Tampa Bay on this one, and I think it's for good reason. I think Tampa Bay is a lot better team than Philly this year. And what I like to do with betting is I always go with the hot hand. The hot hand right now is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, he's getting covered by the third cornerback on the field, which usually results in something nice happening for him. So Antonio Brown over 61.5 yards, $25 will win you $46.74. And also let's sprinkle in Antonio Brown anytime touchdown. $25 can win you $61.25. And honestly, he can do that on one play. You know, you brought it up before, Jonathan Taylor can do it on one play. Why can't Antonio Brown? Mike Evans, he's also going to see a fair share of his receptions this game. His over-under is 4.5. I like the over. $25 is going to win you $42.24. And last but not least, Jalen Hurts, over 0.5 interception, which means he's going to throw one. I think that's a foregone conclusion. $25 wins you $44.23. The Super Boost isn't out yet, but we're going to put it on the Twitter at Odds Honest Truth. And obviously throughout the week, I'll be updating that. But it's looking good for Thursday. Definitely go heavy with the Bucks, and those four, I think, are slam dunks.
And one of the most interesting angles that we've liked this year is the Caesar Super Boost. It seems to hit, I don't know, 7-8 times out of 10. Yeah. At one point this season, it was 100% up until about week three. But that was for like a lot of different games. I mean, we cashed some serious money on the Caesar Super Boost. So they might still have a couple of different intro offers. Definitely check out Caesar Sportsbook. Those intro offers are really the best way to get started if you have not started your sports betting season yet. Take a look at what you can get because it's free money on the table. It's $200 free bets, a $500 risk-free bet. You put it on something that seems like a no-brainer. I mean, Rich, even a couple of weeks ago, your bankroll got a little bit down. You put a lot of money on a money line that was pretty obvious to us, and they gave you a bit of a nail-biter. You ended up cashing. You ended up making back a lot of your bankroll, you know? It's always good to just have a little extra pad there in the bankroll with some of these bonus offers. So check it out. The Super Boost is a Odds Honest Truth favorite. And I'm all in with you on the Tampa Bay Bucks this week. I just think they're a Super Bowl caliber team. The Eagles aren't. It's kind of as simple as that. And let's follow the hot hand to win some money. I'm assuming you're picking the Bucks too, like just in addition.
I actually am not. I'm not doing the spread on Thursday just because I want it to be competitive because, you know, for fantasy football reasons. But do I think they cover 7? Yeah. Did I pick it on the show? No. I'll bet the money line though for sure.
Okay. Well, we'll take a money line on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm right there with you, all in on these picks. Let's head on over to the NCAA, where our man Alan Studer has a bunch of picks and plays for you. Mr. StuCast Sports, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Craig. Hey, folks, welcome back in. College football time with Stu from the StuCast. Great to be with you again. 4-1 last week. Ready to roll. Let's get it going again. Reminder, Saturday morning, I'm going to have a play only on the Odds Honest Truth Twitter channel. Doing all the last 2 weeks. Got some nice victories. Close to a double-digit dog winning outright last week. Hopefully, we have something for you Saturday. They can add to your tickets and get you paid. So tune in Saturday for that. Look, this card, I'm going to level with you. Bet it at your own risk. Make sure you like the games you really, really like and you have good reasoning for them, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of lines here that are sharp, and Vegas did a really good job of making the lines here. Hard to find value, much of any value on this card. Found a few spots, and we'll start with Thursday night. Navy getting 10.5 as they travel to play the Memphis Tigers. And look, this is a play based on two things. A, Navy has been much improved after that Air Force debacle. They played Houston tough. They beat UCF. They played SMU tough. And Memphis is coming off a loss to Temple, barely getting by on Tulsa. Tulsa team that's not as good as they were last year, folks. This Memphis team, the defense is kind of abysmal. The second part of that, this is a very quick turnaround to play a triple option team. I think Navy gets it going here. I'm going to give the midshipmen a shot here, plus 10.5 Thursday night. So stay tuned for that. A good way to start the week off with a nice dub. Let's go to Saturday. A totals play for you. These two teams last year, they combined for over 65 points. I think they do it again. North Carolina, Miami, over 63. I think both defenses are pretty abysmal right now. You look at what Florida State with Jordan Travis, who, you know, is really not a great quarterback, and what he was able to do to the Tar Heel defense. You look at what's happened to Miami, the way Chase Bryce has carved them up, and Peyton Thorne and Brennan Armstrong. I think Sam Howell's going to be right in that list. And if you remember back to last year, 600 yards on the ground from North Carolina. That's pretty horrific. I think Tyler Van Dyke stepping in for Miami, a lot of people are going to have concerns. I think that's why this total is a little bit low. But I think if you watch Tyler Van Dyke against Virginia, he put in himself pretty well in this Rhett Lashley offense. I have no opinion on the side or the total is really the value here. Give me the over 63, Miami, North Carolina. And then I'm going to give you my lock of the day. And these are the kinds of games that they come around once every few weeks and kind of salivate. I think the line's completely wrong here. Louisiana Tech giving 7 on the road at UTEP. Now, UTEP is, to borrow a phrase from our friend Andy Serling, it's a dressed-up team. It's a very dressed-up team. They are 5-1, but the best team they beat, Southern Miss, with a walk-on quarterback. It was an ugly game. They were struggling to move the ball against Southern Miss. And I think when you look at beating Bethune-Cookman and beating the New Mexico teams, that's great. A 40-point loss to Boise State is really more indicative of where this team is. They're good enough to beat the absolute worst, but they're not good enough to be anywhere close to a very competent team. And that is the great description for Louisiana Tech. And their record's not going to show. You're going to look on their record, say they're 2-3. How are you telling me they're better than this 5-1 team? Why should they be laying 7 points? Well, you got to look at who the losses were. NC State played them tough and covered, beat a good North Texas team, lost to a Mississippi State team. They had no business being it. They have played tough teams. They are battle-tested, and they've shown that they can throw, they can run, they can play a little defense too, and I love them against UTEP here. Kimmy, I'm going to lay the 7 all day. I'm going to take this chance to take a minus 110 prop, and I'm going to turn it into a plus 130, plus 140, and move that line up. Do what you will with that. I'm going to ride with the Bulldogs from La Tech. That's a 9 o'clock game. So that'll wrap it up for me. Remember, Saturday morning, I'll have one last play for you. Who knows? Maybe it'll be K-9 to win the Heisman. Go green, baby. All right, back to you, Craig and Rich.
Thank you so much, Alan. Definitely, I don't follow college football, just like straight up. It's not my thing. So Alan's picks are the only thing that keeps me connected, and it's a fun way to boost your bankroll again for whatever you like to bet. And plus, the NBA season's coming back soon. I like to dabble in some basketball betting as well. We had some fun last season, Rich and I, betting the NBA. So all kinds of sports plays and stuff coming at you on the Odds On It's Truth. So definitely smash that subscribe button. Is that what YouTubers say, Rich? I don't know. I'm not particularly great at this hosting thing, but we're having
great.
Fun.
They're doing great. They can smash it if they want.
You know? Yeah, they can smash it. You could like, you can subscribe. You can tell me if you like my hat in the comment section below, or Rich's hat.
Well, they won't like my hat. That's why I'm wearing it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, the Jets haven't given us much to like this year. Let's throw on over to a new friend of Odds On It's Truth. We're going to throw it over to our friend John Hazlett. John is one of the best sports bettor that I know, and he is also involved in the horse racing industry. I'm blanking already. You just told me the name of
Final Turn Racing Stables.
Part of the Final Turn Racing Stables. A lot of racing down at Monmouth Racetrack. So John is all up in sports betting, horse betting. He's kind of like the perfect blend between our show and the other shows on the In the Money Media Network. It really makes sense to get John involved.
He's our winning horse.
There we go. Yeah. John has 3 picks for us. John, why don't you take it away?
John Hazel here at my picks of the week for you. I'm going to give you 3 today. Kansas City -7 against Washington. Big bounce back week for Kansas City. Chargers +3 at Ravens. Chargers offense is very good, and I think they're going to be too much for the Ravens to handle. Anytime you're getting points with a quarterback like Justin Herbert, you take it. And my other one for you is going to be the Texans +9 at Colts. I think the Texans will keep the game close. I think 9.5 is way too much. So those are the 3. Hopefully you guys get some winners.
Thanks so much, John. Lots of good picks from him, and John's all about making money. It's just downright, let's make some money, let's cash some tickets. For the years I've known John, that's what it's all about. He doesn't care for the pomp and circumstance and the fun. He just wants to make some money. So he's the picks that I say, like, if you're just like, hey man, I want a net positive, go with John. If you want, I'm high risk, high reward. That's my picks. High risk, high reward. And then you're the more sensible one of the two of us, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to redeem myself this week. I've had a cold couple of weeks, but I'm going to get some redemption here. So, guys, we're going to move on over to NFL Sunday, Rich and I. Rich, you have a few more picks to give out than I do. So why don't you kick things off with your first play for NFL Sunday?
All right. So my first play is a team that seems to be in, you know, almost every game until they're not, which I guess you can say for any team in the NFL. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, they're a team that is, you know, they fall apart in the second half. And they're going against the Miami Dolphins this week, which is also a team that falls apart in the second half. I just think it's a matter of who gets out first. And I think the Jaguars could win this game straight up. They're getting 3.5 points against Miami. Doesn't really matter if Tua comes back. He's coming back from an injury. If it's Brissett again, you know, they did well against the Buccaneers in the first half and then completely fell off the face of the earth. So I just like the Jags better as a team this year. I hate the coaching staff of Jacksonville, but, you know, the players, they want to win a game. It's been 20 straight games. I think this is the one where they get off the schneid. And if they don't, I think they lose by less than 3.5. So hammer in the Jaguars, $25, you know, just do it.
I think it's a good play. I think that they're, you know, they're young, they're talented. I know they're not winning games yet, but you know, Trevor Lawrence looks like he can be pretty legit, and Miami just looks bad for like there's nothing really to be too hopeful about for the Miami Dolphins, in my opinion. So I like that pick there. I was very impressed with the Jags against the Bengals on Thursday Night Football 2 weeks ago, I believe. Yeah. And yeah, I like that pick a lot. I think they could win that game outright too, but I don't think the Dolphins are more than a field goal better. So I like that spread as well, 3.5. One of the angles that I'm going to really be hitting this week is injuries. You mentioned Tua could potentially come back for the Dolphins. We have a lot of injuries around the NFL at this time of the year. And one spread that I think should be even wider than it currently is the Rams minus 10.5 against the Giants. Giants lose Saquon Barkley last week to a pretty gnarly ankle injury. Daniel Jones is also potentially out. And I just think the Rams are a championship caliber football team. And I think I've been giving out the Rams almost every single week in some capacity or not, but I'm a big Matt Stafford fan. I met him once. He smells great. Neither here nor there. But I also think defensively, the Rams are just a fantastic team. You know, they're able to get after the quarterback. They're able to create a lot of pressure for young quarterbacks, whether Daniel Jones is the starter or not. I think whoever is under center is going to be in trouble. And I think the Rams could win this one by 3 touchdowns, let alone 10.5 points. So I'm going to hammer that pretty good. $25, $50. I don't know. I might parlay it with something, but it's going to be the center point to a lot of my plays this Sunday.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said in the beginning of the show, I like to do big money on a money line that I think is absolutely going to hit. You know, it was Cardinals 2 weeks ago, Buccaneers last week, and then the Rams are the no-brainer this week. It's just an extra little bit of money to, you know, start your day. I think that the Buccaneers could win by 3 touchdowns. So I agree with you on that one. So also, you said in the beginning of the show that there's a lot of the sports books that have nice entry offers. And one of those sports books was PointsBet, which I was able to put $20 on the Buccaneers game a couple weeks ago. If Tom Brady simply threw for 69 yards, they would give you $205 of free bets, which was legit. It happened. And with PointsBet, you're actually able to split your bet up to 4 ways. So I split it 2 ways and decided to go a little bit crazy with money lines. And one of those teams that was on my spreads was the Green Bay Packers. Now, if anyone had the Green Bay Packers money line, you were sweating a little bit because there was about 84 missed field goals in that game. And if the Packers lost, I would have lost. So because they won me in my parlay, I'm going to pick them again. They are favored by 4.5 against Chicago. I think, you know, Rodgers is going to turn it around and kind of, you know, get back on the right path. The Packers, you know, they're a team that's always going to compete every single year. Chicago, their defense is great. I'm not really sold on their quarterback right now. I'm not sold on their weapons. It's a lot of, you know, inconsistency. And their coach, I think, is probably one of the next coaches to go in Nagy. So Packers minus 4.5. I think that's you know, another slam dunk. But Craig, do you want me to go into the spreads? Should I tell them what I won based on this sports?
Yeah, why don't you brag a little bit? Tell the people at home what you won off this points bet spread. But I just chime in. I agree with you on the Packers. You know, I think that was one of the games I gave out last week. Bengals Packers, and the Bengals have a formidable team. Like they're a young and up and coming team for sure. But the Packers are just. They're one of these top tier teams, and the Bears are not the Bengals, and they're certainly not the Packers. So I'm with you 100%.
I mean, the Bears looked great against the Raiders last week, but I mean, yeah, they're not the Packers at the end of the day. So just to gloat a little bit, and this is not even gloating. This is kind of, I was sweating and you know, this was hard the entire day and I didn't think it had to be. So like I said, I was able to split the bet 2 ways. So I did $102.50 on each of these. I did a 4-team parlay, and then I did a 5-team parlay. In the 4-team parlay, I took the Buccaneers. That was an easy one. I took the Titans, somewhat easy. The Jaguars came back a little bit, but not fully, which is why I picked the Jaguars against Miami. I picked the Vikings, who seemed like they were doing great all game, and then they waited until 37 seconds left to give up the lead, only to get the lead back as time expired. That was a sweaty one. And then I had the Patriots, who were somehow down 20-3 against the Texans. But they came back and won 25-23, if I believe. So that one cashed. And then my five-team one, I had the Packers and the Cowboys in addition to the Patriots, the Buccaneers, and the Titans. So the Cowboys, that was easy. And then we talked about the Packers. It took 84 missed field goals to finally get it right. So, you know, if you can get the bonus offers from these sports bet sports books, you should definitely do it. I think overall those two bets cashed about $700. So you bet $20, you take a few chances, you walk away with, you know, $680 of profit. Not a bad start to your week. So
no, not a bad way to spend a Sunday. A couple hundred bucks up for sure. Here's a play that I think you could really hammer and win some cash money. And it's no secret Rich and I are New York Jets fans, which means we're all too familiar with Mr. Geno Smith, the current starting quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. And I'll give him some credit. He looked pretty good coming into that game last week. When Russell Wilson got injured, he came in. He was accurate. He did throw the game-losing interception, but Tyler Lockett fell. Like, that's not really his fault per se. He threw the ball where it was supposed to go. I think that is the best you will see Geno Smith play. When he was the Jets starting quarterback, he had some flashes, right, where he showed some potential and he looked okay. He does not have the chops to be a starting quarterback in this league. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are, in theory, they're a team that's going to compete, right? Like, they're considered one of the upper tier AFC teams. And I know Juju Smith is hurt, but I just don't think Geno has the chops to get it done. I don't think the Seahawks defense is anywhere close to as good as it used to be. And I think the Steelers -4.5 is a gift for NFL bettors out there. I don't trust Geno Smith to not have three turnovers. In fact, I don't know the over under on Geno's turnovers, but take the over because this guy's just a turnover machine.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 0.5, you just bet the house on that. So, and also, you know, I view the Broncos defense as better than the Seahawks, and the Steelers were fine, you know, beating the Broncos last week. So I think that's another automatic. That one might actually be the easiest one of the week. We talked about it before, you know, the Bengals, you said they're a nice up and coming team. We also talked about the Lions almost beating the Vikings. They're against each other this week. And I love the Bengals -3.5 against the Lions. It took everything in the Lions to muster up that last minute touchdown. They were doing nothing the whole rest of the game. I think the Bengals just can light it up. I mean, they have so many weapons. Joe Burrow is on fire. You know, the Bengals deserve to beat the Packers, even though I'm happy they didn't because of my money. They deserve to win that game. So I think 3.5, that's low. I think the Bengals can win by, you know, 10 to 12 points. And I don't think that's hard for them to do. So chalk that one up as a win too.
The Burrow Chase connection is just, it's out of this world. The LSU Bengals are just out of this world. The deep balls have been crazy. I mean, I I'm a bit of a Burrow homer because he's my dynasty fantasy league quarterback, and I feel some proud ownership over him. But honestly, this offense looks spectacular. It's reminiscent of the early Carson Palmer Bengals. Like, we haven't seen this Bengal offense in a very long time. So it's a really exciting time to be a Cincinnati fan. I think you're getting a really good preview as to what your team is going to be. I think in the AFC in the next couple of years, it's going to be Lamar Jackson, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, and it's going to be Joe Burrow. And I think these are going to be the top quarterback names on in the AFC and probably the NFL as a whole. And maybe Zach Wilson, probably not. probably not. But yeah, Joe Burrow is one of my favorite young players for sure. One last, and this is a quarterback who I don't think he gets the respect because he's primarily a runner. My next play here, or he has been, I think he's starting to show the arm a little bit, and really just this team is playing well. When you look at the Buffalo Bills across the board, I don't think you see too many guys that are considered the best in the league, right? Like you don't see those blue chip names necessarily. But this is a team that's playing super well. They know what they do well. They can score a ton of points. And defensively, they're as sound as anyone in the NFL. They play aggressive. They play to win. And I think that after the beatdown they put on the Kansas City Chiefs last week, who they're not necessarily looking the best this season, but they're still people's favorites to win a Super Bowl this year. I mean, they're still Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're just going to put the beatdown on the Titans. I think they'll be able to get ahead enough where you'll take Derrick Henry out of the conversation, which is really the key to beating the Titans. If you can get ahead early and get Derrick Henry out of it, you can beat them. I like Ryan Tannehill. I like this Titan team. I think what the Bills are doing this year is really special. And I think they're probably two touchdowns better than the Titans. If the Jets can beat the Titans in overtime, the Bills can win by two touchdowns. That's my logic.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, you just got to find, you know, the weakness. You know, even if Julio's back, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think the Bills run away with this one. So that's a solid pick too. And I got two more, but I'm going to clump them together because I think they might end up in the NFC Championship game. I got the Cowboys -4 against the Patriots, and I got the Cardinals +2.5 against the Browns. The way I think about it, the Cowboys, I mean, they're going to run away with their division. There's no doubt about that. The Patriots, they're not the Tom Brady Patriots. They were down 20-3 against the Texans. Mac Jones likes to throw it 5 yards and no more. And I think the Cowboys are going to eat that up. I think Diggs is going to probably pick off, you know, Mac Jones at least once. And I think this is going to be like a 15-point game. I think this is going to be a humbling game for the Patriots. On the other side, with the Cardinals +2.5, last time I checked, they're undefeated. So the way I'm thinking about it is pick them until they don't win anymore, and especially if they're favored. If you want to be, you know, cautious, buy a point so they're up 3.5, because there's no way that they're going to lose by more than a field goal. I love the Browns. The Browns are one of my dark horse AFC winners. I think they're a great team. You know, they showed that they can keep up with the Chargers. I just think that the Cardinals are just an all-around great team. You know, offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, they're a well-built football team with good coaching. So they're undefeated. They're favored. For me, that's a win. So Cowboys and Cardinals. To add to my Jags, Packers, and Bengals little parlay thing that I might do.
And what I like about the Cardinals too, Rich, is they not only have very exciting young players like Kyler Murray, but they have super established, dominant veterans like J.J. Watt on defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is just a team that's built the right way top to bottom and is very complimentary. I like the Browns too. I think there's just some sort of element missing in this matchup. I think the Browns can win some playoff games this year, but in this matchup, there's something missing for me. And I'm with you. I really like the Arizona Cardinals. The Cowboys too, just put the beat down on the Giants the other night. Like, that was just an ugly game. And the Patriots barely beat a Houston Texan team that low key shouldn't be in the NFL right now. Like, they just have no talent. Like, the Jets might be more talented than the Houston Texans this
year. We're going to see. They play each other.
Yeah.
So mark that down on the calendar.
it'll be a good one to tune into for sure. Yeah. But guys, that is going to do it for this week's Odds Honest Truth. A lot of fun talking NFL. You got your NCAA picks from Alan Studer at StuCast Sports. You had John Hazlett join the mix with a couple of plays around the league. And that's going to do it. Make sure you follow the show at Odds Honest Truth. You can follow us on Twitter at Seagorf94, at Coda522. But really the active Twitter is at Odds Honest Truth. That's where all the game day picks are going to come from. And that's really like the biggest reminder I can give you is we just gave a ton of picks. It's Tuesday night. There are so many more picks and plays and bets that we're going to give out all weekend long. So you have to follow along on Twitter because otherwise you're just missing out on money. Like, and the prime example was that Jonathan Taylor first touchdown. And I forgot to tweet it, but I did have the Kyle Pitts first touchdown in the Jets game where I got a couple $100 off of the Jets never being able to stop a tight end. Like, it's free money. Yeah. It's like, it was like the most obvious bet I've made in forever. So you have to follow along on Twitter at Odds Honest Truth. Thank you so much to the In the Money Media team and the In the Money Media Network. This is probably going to be one of the last weeks where we're exclusively on the master feed. We will be getting our own podcast feed fairly soon. So definitely keep an eye out for that and like and subscribe and do all that fun stuff on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you smash that subscribe button, ring that bell on the In the Money Media Network, and like, drop your comments down in the player below. Let us know who you have winning this week's matchups around the country, man. NCAA, NFL, we want to hear your picks. And I don't know, maybe let's throw something fun in there. Give me your Super Bowl winners. Give me your Super Bowl winners. Why not at this point of the season? You don't have to – we're not married to it. I just want to know. Drop it in the comment section below. Rich, look at me like I'm crazy. Who do you got at this point?
My Super Bowl winner?
Sure. Who do you got?
I'm going Chiefs.
It's a pretty safe pick. I'm going with the Bills.
That's a safe pick too. Well, I mean, honestly, I want the NFC to – if I'm picking who I want to win, sure. I want the Rams to win. I want Matt Stafford to get a ring, and I want the Rams to win. But
that's who I want to win too, because I'm telling you, I met him in person once. He smells great. I don't know what his cologne is. I don't know what his deodorant is. Matt Stafford smells fantastic. That'll do it for this week's Odds Honest Truth. Big thanks to Peter Thomas Fornatel. Big thanks to business manager Drew Cotney and creative operating officer Jonathan Kinchin. I don't know your title, Jonathan. You'll have to come on the show once and correct me. Thanks so much to Matt Bernier. Even though he couldn't join us this week, he'll be back next week with some more NFL plays. Make sure you check out his show, The Matt Bernier Show. He gave out some NFL picks and plays on the In the Money Media Network just 24 hours ago. And for everyone on the In the Money Media Network, for Rich, for John, and for Alan, I'm Craig Orbanoff, and allegedly, that'll do it.